What is up, Breakthrough Success listeners? Mark Bird, the podcasting coach here, and PR is such a great way to get your name out there, to get more exposure, but a lot of people think you have to pay a lot of money to get into the game of PR. So in this episode, we'll talk about how do you do your own PR, but also how do you position yourself as that expert? We've got a lot of great stuff coming up in this episode. The guest who joins us today, she is a journalist turned publicity coach, who works with 6- and 7-figure entrepreneurs to get them seen and heard in the press so they could transform their businesses with PR. That is what our guest does. She is none other than Dina Berman. Dina, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm very happy to have you on Breakthrough Success and be talking about PR because I feel like it's that thing that people know is very important, but they don't know how to approach it. They feel like the doors to the media are just for like the big name people. So I'm wondering if you could share with us, how can we approach people like that who have like, who are journalists for big media sources? How do we do that?
So yeah, I think that's the first thing, is to know that it is possible for anyone. Literally anyone who's an entrepreneur or a business owner can get media coverage themselves. And there's so many different ways you can do it. There's so many different types of media outlets and media platforms. And so it's really looking at approaching it from all different angles and getting some guest blog posts out on some big blogging platforms, getting some podcast interviews, and then looking at things like newspapers and magazines. You know, pitching something with you as an expert is a really great way to get featured. So looking at what can you share that's going to be of value to those types of places.
And I like that idea of going for not rushing to that dream one, not rushing to, if you want to get on TV, get on all those. It's building up little by little, the guest blogs, the podcast interviews. How do we get that initial snowball rolling?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can go on to, you know, somewhere like Thrive Global is a great place to start. It's pretty easy to get yourself featured on there. And really with any kind of big blogging platform that you'd like to be featured on, it's a question of looking at what are they publishing and then offering them something that you could envisage being on there. So really like looking at what are the articles they've got on there, what are the types of headlines that they're using, and then you come and offer them something that is a really great fit for them. And with something like guest blogging or writing guest articles, a lot of these places will actually have a page on the website that says, write for us, become a contributor, or, you know, guest posting guidelines. And it will literally tell you, this is how you apply to write for us. And if you can follow those guidelines and offer them something that's a great fit, you've got a very high chance of success.
Thrive Global is definitely a really great source. And it is possible for a lot of people to get in there if you just have the right fit. And they're one of the, you know, a big name that's not too difficult to get in. I think that's a myth. A lot of people think these big name places are so difficult to get into, but it just comes down to having that snowball effect and also being seen as that expert. And one of the things that's very true is, like, you know, I help people with podcasting, YouTube, but I'm not the only guy who does that. So how do you stand out among those people and get the PR opportunities instead of like podcaster or YouTuber B or something like that?
Yeah. So I think the thing is, you can put yourself forward in the press as an expert, and you don't need to be the number one expert in the world. Like, it's okay, because there's room for lots of different experts. And so it's about really recognizing what your credentials are and not being scared to, you know, sometimes people get a bit worried that it feels like they're bragging if they're saying, I've done this and I've done that. And actually, that's absolutely fine. You know, you should be talking about your successes and knowing what your credentials are. So, you know, if you have got experience of something, if you've done training in a certain area, if you've got certifications, equally, if you don't have the certifications, but maybe you've got the experience, like, that's fine. And then things like if you've ever had a book published, so many entrepreneurs these days are self-publishing books, and that's a really valuable thing to have. Like, whether it's published by a publishing company or self-published, being able to say, I've written a book. You know, it shows that you have a real knowledge of a particular area. So yeah, getting clear on what your credentials are and not being scared to really shout about your success and talk about your achievements and things like, you know, if you're applying for a podcast and you can say how you're going to share that with your followers and being able to talk about like the size of community that you have, the number of followers and things like that. It's not that it necessarily has to be the biggest following out there, but just to be able to share that kind of information and let people know that you're an expert in this particular area. This is what makes you an expert. And then, yes, for something like a podcast, this is how you would plan to share it.
And Dana mentions a lot of great points in there. One of the things is just like being able to share what you do, share your accomplishments. And I feel like some people take this humble approach where they don't want to share the things they're doing, but you do have to share what you're doing and update people, because not only is that going to, you know, show people that you know your stuff, but that's also going to get more people to follow you on your journey. They're interested for that next update to drop. They're interested to see how you're doing with a certain project. And then you have the sharing factor. I mean, it's different for like, if someone tells me that they're going to share to their like million followers, like I'm more likely to have them on my show. And a lot of podcasters, a lot of guest bloggers can certainly say the same thing. And let's say like you have the expert status, you have the initial like guest blogs, podcast appearances. How does that then turn into some of the bigger opportunities?
So I think when you have something like tangible that you can show, that really helps. So when you've had like an article published or a blog published, you can go to a magazine or a newspaper. Or the other thing is there's so many different types of media now. So you get a lot of like digital publications. So you can go maybe to a news site or like an online magazine or something, and you can say, you know, I'd love to offer you a feature about X, whatever your kind of expert subject is. You know, here's something I previously wrote for this place. You can include a link for it. And then again, it's about like giving them all your credentials, like this is why you would want to listen to me kind of thing. And it's interesting what you said about, you know, being sort of able to and willing to kind of talk about what you've done, because I'm based here in the UK and us Brits are not known for being able to talk about our achievements very easily. It's very much like you should be humble and you shouldn't brag and that kind of thing. And so really sometimes it starts with a mindset thing as much as anything, being able to say it's okay to talk about what you're doing and talk about what you've achieved.
Yeah, and again, this whole theme of being able to talk about different things you've achieved and being able to then get that feature. And I do feel like there are people who look at a feature and say, okay, how can I get this to the next level? I feel like there are a lot of people who they get featured in the article, how can I then become a columnist? Or the person who is featured on the big TV segment, how can I be a returning person or even a TV anchor? Like that's the way some people think. So how do we turn one feature into like being a columnist or just getting multiple features or even getting that anchor position?
So really it's a question of getting that consistent media coverage, because what I found with clients that I've worked with is I've had like one client had an article that was on an online publication. She gained 1500 new leads from that one article. Now, that doesn't happen every single time you get published. So what you need to be doing is making sure that you're getting that consistent media coverage across different types of media platforms so that you're getting those types of results. But also then what happens is it is this kind of snowball effect. And so one of my clients had an article that was on a big news site. She then got contacted by three other magazines, that journalists from magazines that had read that article. They reached out to her and wanted to feature her. On the back of that, she got invited onto a major radio show. She picked up a whole load of new clients, but it all started with that one article. So if you can get consistent media coverage over a period of time, what you will start to see happen is journalists will start reaching out to you, which is like a really great position to be in. And you can have things like articles going viral, and you don't always know when it's going to happen, which is why you want to be getting that kind of continuous media coverage, because then you'll have something that goes out there and it just, you know, is the type of topic and it's in the type of place and it can get picked up by other publications. And that's when I've had clients where they've had something published and then it's been picked up by publications in like 7 different countries around the world. And that wasn't planned, but because they're getting that sort of continuous media coverage, you know, every third or fourth article is going to have like some kind of big reaction to it, whereas the others maybe, you know, it's kind of a smaller sort of result.
We've got a lot of great content coming up in this episode, but first we have a message from our sponsor who helps business owners to tell their brand story through video and gain massive traction on LinkedIn. You may find that interesting, and if so, check out my friend Fionn O'Brien at Okiki Consulting today. She's grown to over 6,000 LinkedIn connections, gets clients from the platform, and got to coordinate an event that was in partnership with IBM, all because of LinkedIn. We will have a link in the show notes where you can ask her about scheduling a discovery call or to inquire about her upcoming Dominate LinkedIn with Your Personal Brand course. That link again will be in the show notes. Check her out if you want to grow on LinkedIn and get more clients from that platform. Anyways, let's jump right back into the episode. And I really like that idea of the continuing to get new media coverage. I mean, I wrote a ton of guest posts. I've slowed down a little bit on that, done some podcast appearances, but it is something, just looking at my strategy, it is something that I could be speeding up, because you get some guest articles that, you know, they do okay, but then you have the really big ones that get thousands upon thousands of shares and people are reaching out to you. And in some cases, like the case of your client, they get leads also. And yeah. I feel like with PR, one of the things, like, people are definitely thinking about the exposure and being able to say they've been on whatever network, but another big part of that is ROI, because you could spend that same time prospecting, writing your book. So how do you do PR in a way that gets you that return on the time that you're investing into it?
I think that in my eyes, PR always does something positive for your business. So even if it is a case of being able to say, you know, have your as featured in strip on your website and being able to say, I've been featured in, you know, a lot of people I work with, they really want to be in Forbes. And so they get that logo when they've been in there that says, you know, I've been featured in Forbes, and that's really valuable to them. So I think there's a lot of value in being able to say, I've been featured in wherever, you can use it on all your marketing materials, everything like that. So I think that just doing the PR over a continuous period is valuable in itself. However, you can put some strategy into it to try and get those sorts of tangible results. So one of my clients had an article that meant, and it worked for her because it was in the context of what she'd written, it made sense, but it mentioned her Facebook group in that article. Well, she doubled the size of her Facebook group in like 48 hours and made thousands of dollars worth of additional sales from those people coming into her Facebook group. And so there was, you know, an element of strategy behind it. So you can kind of think about where would it be most valuable for you to direct those readers to, you know, does it make sense to, you know, tell them about an opt-in that you have, get them onto your list, or if it, and it depends, different media outlets kind of allow different things in terms of having links and things like that. But, you know, maybe you could have a link to Instagram if it's relevant and if it fits and if they allow it and if that's a place where you're hanging out and it makes sense. So you can be strategic to a certain degree and think about, okay, where do I want to use that PR to send people to?
Dana brings up a really great point, because people do think of ROI and stuff like that. You're not making the money by appearing on the big outlet, by being a columnist, by getting the feature. That gives you a lot of credibility that can help you with your coaching programs, but the money is made with an existing business model. In that example, Dina's client already has a set up Facebook group that is already set up to make money. So it's not like her person's just coming on the air for the first time and writing the guest post, and then that guest post makes her thousands. It's where people go after the point of interaction. And that's where we have this dynamic mix of pursuing the PR, but also building our own brands, like a podcast, like a YouTube channel, like a blog. And I'm wondering, how do you suggest we do that mix of reaching out to PR, writing articles for other people, and also doing our stuff?
I mean, I think, so one thing is, you can't, like, you can also just get clients directly from PR coverage. And I've had clients that have done that. And it varies so much because there are so many different ways that it can work. And one lady that springs to mind had a feature that was in a regional newspaper. She lived in Scotland. It was in like a Scottish newspaper. And she was a therapist. She signed up 10 new clients in a week from that one article. So it can work like that. You can literally get those direct clients. But yes, absolutely. You want to be thinking about how can I use it as part of my overall marketing mix? And I think that if you're wondering what else you need to be doing, I mean, it depends where you are in your business and what you've got going on. But if you know that you've got a Facebook group and that's like starting to work really well for you, then I think you could use the PR to direct people to the Facebook group, and then everything is kind of working together. And it's the same, like I had a client who was very active on Instagram. That was her place. So she already had that following. And then when she had an article that mentioned the Instagram, because it made sense to, and then she gained like 1,000 additional followers, like that made sense to her. So I think look at what you're already doing and what does it make sense for you to put your time and effort into. And then if you can do your PR alongside that and it all kind of complements each other, that's the best possible outcome.
And Dina brings up such a great point. Focus on what you're best at, because I mentioned podcasts, I mentioned YouTube, I mentioned blogging, and there's a lot of different ways to appear in the media, but focus on what best works for you. That is such a great takeaway to get from this episode. Another great thing you guys can do is to continue following Dina's work and journey. So where do you want us to go to learn more about what you're doing?
So my website is dinaberman.com. And I have a free PR and content planner that you can download from there. It's dinaberman.com/planner. And yeah, I have a Facebook group that you can come into and kind of find out more. The Facebook page is facebook.com/bizfamecoach. And so that's a good place to kind of get tips and advice and stuff. But yeah, focusing on what you're good at in terms of PR. I think one of the things that puts people off is that they feel scared by the idea of PR. It can feel very overwhelming. And so, like you say, doing it in a way that works for you, it means that, you know, it doesn't have to feel like this big, scary thing. You really can make it work for you, make it work with what you're already doing.
Yeah. And I really get that perspective, because some people are afraid of getting the exposure. Some people feel nervous, like doing something that doesn't feel like them. So when you do focus on what you're good at, that fear factor does get taken away a little bit. And I mean, links mentioned will be in the show notes for anyone who wants to follow Dina, because she talks all about this stuff. She takes clients on this stuff as well. So once again, thank you for coming on Breakthrough Success. It was a pleasure to have you here today.
Thank you so much for having me.